This is CICK News. Today on CICK News, I was at the skate park on Thursday, May 29th for a very special skate demo, and I caught up with the Smithers Skate Park Society board member, Sarah Fitzmaurice, to find out just how this amazing event happened.
I'm Sarah Fitzmaurice, and I'm one of the fundraisers for the Smithers Skate Park Society.
How did you get Tony Hawk and his crew to come to Smithers?
Oh, for sure. So we have some local foundations here in Smithers that have contributed to different phases of the skate park expansion. And through those foundations, we were introduced to Power to Give, which is a foundation on Vancouver Island. And so through that connection, we met the people involved in the Tony Hawk Foundation and also the Mark McMorris Foundation. I believe their foundations do projects together. And so that's really how the introduction was made. And back in January, we did a call with all the different stakeholders and things went from there.
Okay. And so who was involved with the latest extension?
It's a partnership between the Smithers Skate Park Society, the Town of Smithers, and the Office of the Wet'suwet'en Youth Moody or Youth Leadership. And so for this phase three, we received a contribution from Power to Give, but also we've received contributions from a lot of different individuals and companies in Smithers.
What were some of the reactions that you saw there or that you heard that really just cemented your belief that Smithers deserves a skate park like this and for an international legend to show up and skate on it?
Just the crowd reaction. They were just so excited, so honored. Tony really took the time to connect with youth, especially the singers and dancers who came from Wet'suwet'en. We really wanted to make sure that they had an audience, and they just sang beautifully and provided such an amazing welcome for the event. I witnessed a kid named Ian Sear, who makes miniature skateboards, like that all are all the kind of the Birdhouse brand coloring. And he presented that to Tony, who was really touched by that. And I wanted to mention that Tony and his crew showed up at the skate park the day before and borrowed the kids' skate boards that were there and just skated the park. And to see a 12-year-old boy crying because he's so overwhelmed, it was just so beautiful.
Do you know how many people? I was guessing maybe 1,700, but do you know or have a guess of how many people showed up on Thursday?
We don't. We thought there would be 300, and there were definitely over 1,000.
Yeah, I'd say I was looking and I thought comfortably there's probably about 1,500 people here, it seemed.
Yeah, Tony tried to give us some guidelines about crowd control and barriers and things like that because we'd never done an event like this. And originally we thought, oh, maybe he doesn't know that Smithers is a town of 5,000 with one flight in a day. But boy, were we ever wrong.
Since becoming a nonprofit in 2020, dedicated volunteers and partners have worked tirelessly to make this project possible. This skate park is a testament to community collaboration with support from the Town of Smithers and the Office of the Wet'suwet'en Youth Leadership Program, or Moody. The park offers low-barrier, unstructured play for youth, an affordable alternative to organized sports. The Smithers Skate Park Society are now fundraising for Phase 4, which includes a pump track, permanent washrooms, and a picnic area, aiming to break ground in 2026.
Okay, guys, so the way today's going to work is we are going to have some surprise guests show up very shortly to do a demo for you. Yeah!
That is the voice of Everett Tetz of New Line, an internationally renowned full-service municipal skate park design and construction team who emceed the event that you were either at or you heard about on the news and social media last week when Tony Hawk, Grayson Fletcher, and Lizzie Armanto, who are all professional skateboarders, arrived at the Smithers Skate Park to a crowd of over 1,000 people to demo the latest expansion of the Smithers Skate Park. They were welcomed by Kayla Mitchell and the Ekhaya Hosley Drummers to a very excitable crowd.
I'm so honored to be here, and I just want to introduce myself. I'm Kayla. I'm Deputy Chief of Wet'suwet'en First Nation, and I'm here today to introduce to you some of our hereditary leaders. So although I'm the leader of our village in Wet'suwet'en over there, this territory belongs to our stewards of the land. And so I just We want to give a really warm welcome to our Chakai Zit Zawi, who has been caretaking this land for a long time. Miss Sai, let's give it up for Zawi!
Can you say Chakai Zit Zawi? Leo, Jen, Cotton, Bet, No, Kaya, Wata, Deal, Leo, Masai, No, Dusty, Wah, Obe, Masai, No, Dusty. Say, so we start by Cotton. Gedum den bista, den kasia, smithers, it's Hosbai, no on them. Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to welcome the honorable guest, Tony Hawk, to the Wet'suwet'en territory here on Kasia.
Before the main event, young skateboarders were given lessons by skate park volunteers for a learn to skate afternoon in the park for youth from ages 7 to 13.
What's your name?
My name is Patrick.
Okay, and so you're volunteering for this event, learn to skate, but you're also here for this big demo. Is this the turnout that you expected?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, it's everybody's heard about it. Big stars coming in, so it's a big thing for Smithers.
Yeah. How did the learn to skate go today? I mean, I still see lots of little people out there on their skateboards, but how did it go today?
It actually went really well. Like, we saw lots of improvements in a lot of the kids, and a lot of them also got free gear, so that'll probably encourage them to do some more.
For sure. Thank you very much, Patrick.
Yeah, thank you.
Rob Nisbet.
Okay. So, were you here for the Learn to Skate day so far?
Yeah.
What were some of the skills that were being taught today at Learn to Skate?
We learned how to push, how to stand on a board, how to just get your balance, how to drop in on a little ramp. And yeah, they all got all those maneuvers pretty quickly.
Yeah. How do you think of the skate parks being received ever since it was built? And were you involved in...
Yeah, I mean, I grew up skateboarding and I love the skate park, and the fact that we got the new park, I mean, it's like, it just puts so much more creativity and back into someone like me who is like almost 50, and watching the younger kids just shred the park is super fun to do.
Yeah.
I was involved. I built the new shelter here, so.
Oh, nice. Oh,
yeah, and just some of the new concrete work in the around the shelter, and the B4B bank, of course, was a beautiful idea that we got to bring to a reality.
Yeah. And I guess lastly, do the kids know, like, how excited are they about the superstars
coming to the skate park last few days just to come skate? Just everybody's just like, so is it true? And I'm just like, I don't know. And like, I had a hard time keeping it a secret, honestly, because I just think it's so cool that not only do we get a new park, but we get like this interest sort of in, you know, from beyond Smithers borders, and Terrace is here, and a bunch of Prince George kids, and it's really cool that this event is turning out as big as it is, and just seeing a lot of kids just like, they don't want to get off their skateboards.
Yeah.
It's rad.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, fam.
It looks like a few trucks have just pulled up, and we're gonna find out if those rumors are actually true.
Among the throngs of kids skating, their parents watching, and people of all ages waiting, all of a sudden, with very little pomp and circumstance, Tony arrived.
Are you guys excited for that? Yeah! Can you guys stand at the bottom of the hill? All right, we got to give them a little bit of space. So we're going to start with our traditional welcome. Come on up, ladies.
Hadi, Saifoldi, Ramona. I'm from the Lipsiliu clan, and we are here to help welcome the expansion of the park. We're Akaya Hosli, which means bringing it back to life. And we are going to start off with honoring the territory that we're on. This is unceded territory of the Wet'suwet'en. And we are going to start off with a Gidim Dan Kaskan song, which means small bear.
Thank you to Sarah, Patrick and Rob for their interviews at the Smithers Skate Park when Tony Hawk, a 58-year-old man, absolutely shredded in Smithers. Bringing these skaters to Smithers is a massive boon to the skate park and all of the partners involved. Sarah shared with me a part of their visit that struck me as unique to the Wet'suwet'en territory that Smithers resides on, and to consider the history of the land that we play on.
The morning of the 29th, I should mention in terms of the partnership with Kayla and the Office of Wet'suwet'en Youth, and youth from Wet'suwet'en, but really her team came up with this, a learning on the land session. From 10 to 12, we took the athletes up to the lookout, which is on the way up the Hudson Bay Mountain. And she and her team and her youth did a learning on the land session. They taught the group Wet'suwet'en words. They had maps of the territory, and they took us through a few different ceremonies, and it was incredible. They did drumming, and I could see that the athletes, many of them, Tony included, had never experienced anything like that before. They talked about the murdered and missing Indigenous women, and also why that lookout was important in terms of the town's history. It was just phenomenal. People were crying. It really moved people. And this is the kind of thing when you partner with Indigenous organizations that you get so connected to the history of that place. And it was probably my favorite part of the entire 3 days a week that we had them here.
Go By Bike Week in Smithers kicks off on Saturday, May 31st and runs until June 6th. The town of Smithers has participated in Go By Bike Week for over 15 years. And this year, they're partnering with Smithers Pride due to Sheena Miller's dedication to connecting community groups in Smithers. Sheena Miller is the Smithers Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. However, she volunteers to manage Smithers Bikes, a community group that promotes bike safety and advocacy. Here's Sheena now. Sheena, thanks for talking with me. We're here to talk about Go By Bike Week. Can you explain a little bit about Go By Bike Week, which started on the 31st and it's going until the 6th? Tell me a little bit about it.
So Go By Bike Week is really a provincial-wide celebration of cycling and active transportation, fitness, fun, and sustainability. And it's free and open to everyone. And the success of the event across the province is that it really is free. There's no free festivals that have the type of programming and events that this offers. And so it's really exciting because in the past years, Smithers per capita has had the highest amount of enrollment in the Go By Bike BC program.
Oh.
So we've actually won the top enrollment in terms of registered participants in this event. Participating is one thing, but also logging your kilometers is another really cool part of this program, as well as you can win so many provincial prizes when you log your kilometers and you enter them and take a minute to do that on gobybikebc.ca.
Now tell me a little bit about the outreach kits. What's inside and who are they for?
So this year, I've been able to put together 16 different outreach kits. They're going to workplaces, they're going to school groups, going to other community groups. All the boxes contain information, tools and resources and education on cycling, on active transportation. So there's a provincial Bike Sense book in there that gives you all the rules of the road. There's everything from the Learning to Ride Online by Hub Cycling, which really gives us a little explainer on all the services they offer, which includes free online cycling courses. Mm-hmm. For example, a school group or new Canadians or temporary foreign workers that aren't sure about how to get riding. They have awesome free online tools to get cycling, as well as we have everything from high-tech stickers and a RideWise and Mineralize really cool quiz that Hi-Tech's put together, and safety items like reflectors, bells, bike locks, water bottles.
So tell me about the celebration stations. Where are they? And I guess a little bit about what they are as well.
The idea behind them is just really to have a central place where like-minded active transportation enthusiasts can get together, connect, and celebrate cycling camaraderie. And then we realized, like, we need some educational piece to this. So it's not just about riding your bike to work or to school and logging your kilometers. It's about how do we be safer cyclists in this community. So there's always educational resources paired at the celebration stations, and snacks and goodies and just like a little bit of a hook, something exciting to get someone to ride to them. But in terms of where they're located this year, there's a few happening from Saturday to the Tuesday, but we're talking about the Tuesday today. So we're kicking off with June 3rd. That's a celebration station at Coast Mountain College. That one's from 11:30 to 1:30. The Wednesday, the 4th, there's going to be a bike decorating station with Pride from 5:30 to 7 p.m. and the Tool Lending Library, and that's up at Edge Ranger Park. On Thursday, June 5th, McBike's going to host a celebration station. They're going to have 60 cookies for the first cyclists, and they always do giveaways and prizing there. June 6th is the Bulkley Valley Pool and Rec Center, and they have a celebration station starting at 3:30, and they're offering free gym, climbing, swimming to anyone that goes by bike. Of course, you have to have your helmet, and you have to be safe. And that's part of this entire thing. So if you show up without a helmet, that like you might get refused to go into the pool. It's all about safety and making sure that we're modeling that good behavior. Mm-hmm. And then things are going to wrap up on June 7th, that's Saturday, at Rustica Bakery. The first bike pedal cafe is happening with Rustica from 10 to 12. So Smithers Bikes, myself and Meg are teaming up to offer that celebration station. Also on the same day, down at the Pride celebrations at Beauville Square, Pride's going to have a bike parade after to wrap up their celebrations, and that's at 3 o'clock p.m. Okay. And they're also encouraging bike valet by donation to that event anytime.
What about the nuts and bolts? Like, where should people register? Where can they find the information as these events are happening?
So the goal for the campaign is to sign up and log your rides at gobybikebc.ca. On that listing or that microsite, you can register yourself or your team, track your rides, and really just get entered to win amazing local provincial prizes. And then as well, I run Smithers Bikes, which is a Facebook page that has all the local programming. So Smithers Bikes really just exists to support the Go By Bike BC campaign and encourage active, safe transportation in the community. So whenever I get provincial announcements, I'm always just amplifying those, sending those out, and then showing our sponsors, showing all the cool people and the characters that are cycling and rolling around Smithers.
Yeah, it's a fun week, hey? You really just notice that the community is a little friendlier when there's just more people biking and people in their cars too, and people walking, they're just slowing down a little bit and they're taking a little more in. So it is a nice way to advocate that just the town itself and we all can slow down a little bit.
Yeah. And to that point, I just want to say at the end of the day, it's all about health and wellness, and cycling boosts mental and physical health, reduces stress. It gets us outdoors. It gets us mindful, like you're saying. It's one of the best ways to, again, slow down, move your body. Also, one of the important parts of the campaign is that it's all around climate action as well. So active transportation is really a simple and powerful way to reduce our carbon emissions. Like, this event is free. It brings people together. There's no barriers. And people get so much free things and value out of this. So it's like, why wouldn't you participate?
Very cool.
I'm thankful for the community partners and the folks that get behind this. And if people check the Smithers Bikes page, they'll see the actual passport of events coming out that shows all the celebration stations in one place. So they can click and add that JPEG to their phone or scan that QR code so they can get the full schedule.
Thank you to Sheena Miller for taking the time to speak with me about this year's Go By Bike Week in Smithers. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.